So I'm joined on the line now by Anthony. Anthony, you were actually eating in Cafe Rouge when the looting started. Tell us what happened.
Hard into the ground. It's like, where's the pill? Where's the pill? He's just sitting behind it, pointing to it. Waitress running for us. He's helped the manager up, and she's just sitting to the ground. And there's a siding through the door. Well, the window to help all the flooring, matching everything up. So I've had the phone with a 909 dial, but not actually talking to them, because I can talk to them while they're around. But every time they go out and come in, just trying to have speaking conversations with this.
And how many looters do you think there were?
Well, in the cafe there were four or five of them, but outside it was just swarming with them, so we couldn't really do anything. Just sit and wait for them to leave, and then the operator was just like try and barricade up in the cafe. So everyone ran forward. I was trying to help the waitress on the. She was telling me what to do on the other end of the line, just like in a thing, just turning to warn. Put some ice on their wrist, but not on their chest, and there was all. They barricaded the front of the cafe with tables and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And there was the operator was just tell us exactly who you are. There's a Cafe Rouge, New Street, by the station. 5 minutes later, tons of riot police and dogs came up beside it and started taking them up the road.
Mm.
So then it was like, do we go outside? We wait for them to come and pick us. And he said, as soon as New Street was clear, get out and try and get somewhere, like I don't know, an apartment or stay on the phone or something, somewhere close by. He was trying to tell us where they were heading. They were just charging about the place. And she was like, they're going to come back down that road, so get away from that. So we went down the fire exit up to this apartment belonging to one of the girls who was in the cafe. That was at the mailbox. But just walking down New Street, they tried to set fire to several of the buildings. They didn't catch the light or anything.
Which buildings did they try and set fire to?
Well, Primark was looking the little alleyway by that was up there. Well, on the opposite of the road.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, all the windows smashed completely. They're in the orange shop, but we went past them while they were in the orange shop, taking all the phones out and everything. So we just got up to the mailbox. And they had all security guards down there. They're like, why do you want to come in here? Go in the apartment on the 19th floor above the mailbox. And that was when you said they were at the mailbox.
Mm-hmm.
Just started to shut down the entire building, and you could see them out of the window, storming like the Armani store. That all got smashed up. The security was just overwhelmed. The police were trying to chase them around the place. So we just holed up in the mailbox in the evening, and then we just had wine, waited a while before it went. We went downstairs, talked to the
security. Yeah.
The police called, they said no one's coming out of the building because they had literally seen right outside the doors some poor guy just got set upon by these Hulk.
Really? Who was he, do you know, and what happened?
Well, we were upstairs and it happened, but the guard was just knocked to the ground, didn't have any valuables or anything, they just kicking him on the floor, and then the security went out and kind of brought him in.
So not even mindless looting anymore, mindless... aggression as well.
No, just aggression, because he didn't have any valuables. It was a residential area, that was a mailbox. So once they said the operator said they put a cordon around the centre of the city, so like the boring, that kind of mile area. And once the cordon was up, they were just roaming the streets looking for people who got caught up in it.
Right. And do you think it was the same group who broke into the cafe, and then it was the same group who then came marauding into the mailbox, or was there, you know, enough of them for it to be a completely different group, and do you think the police were completely overwhelmed?
Hundreds of them out there.
Wow.
Observing around the place.
And what would you say to students who are thinking of, like, coming back to university? Like, over the coming days, people are obviously going to be coming back and forth from Selly Oak and stuff, and have you seen anything in the other areas of the city?
Well, it was very central.
Yeah.
So, I mean, past the kind of seaside mailbox area, it was quite quiet.
Mm-hmm.
So, stay out of the city centre, really.
Right, okay.
There's absolute chaos down there.